This is Akashvani. The news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarked on a five-nation visit this morning to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia. On the first leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will undertake a visit to Ghana. A report.
PM Modi, upon arrival in Accra, the capital of Ghana this afternoon, is expected to receive a ceremonial welcome and guard of honour. Thereafter, there will be bilateral engagements with President of Republic of Ghana, John Mahama, at the Jubilee House. The Presidential Palace building was constructed with a grant of $30 million from India. Bilateral relations will be reviewed during the delegation-level talks. Discussions are also expected to cover regional and global issues. Key agreements are expected to be signed, followed by a joint press conference. President Mahama will then host a state dinner in honor of PM Modi and his delegation. PM Modi's trip further advances India's outreach to the economic community of West African states and the African Union. Alok Rai, Akashvani News, Accra.
In his departure statement, Prime Minister Modi highlighted that Ghana is a valued partner in the Global South and plays an important role in the African Union and the economic community of West African states. He said he's looking forward to exchanges aimed at further deepening historical ties and opening up new windows of cooperation in the areas of investment, energy, health, security, capacity building and development partnership. Amid chants of Bam Bam Bole and Har Har Mahadev, Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha flagged off the first batch of Amarnath Yatra pilgrims from the Yatri Nivas base camp in Bhagwati Nagar early this morning. A total of 5,892 pilgrims left for the valley, of which 2,489 shall perform Yatra via Baltal route, whereas 3,403 will follow the longer Anantnag route to reach the holy cave. Pilgrims of the first batch expressed happiness and lauded the arrangements.
मैं दिल्ली से आई हूँ बहुत ही अच्छा लग रहा है और बहुत ही अच्छा माहौल है काफी अच्छी से सिक्योरिटी है किसी चीज की भी कोई कमी नहीं है प्रशासन की तरफ से
मैं अपने पूरे देशवासियों से यही कहना चाहूंगा महादेव पे विश्वास करें सरकार पे विश्वास करें डिफेंस पे विश्वास करें
US President Donald Trump has said Israel has agreed on terms for a 60-day ceasefire in Gaza. He warned Hamas to accept the deal before conditions worsen. In women's T20 cricket, India defeated England by 24 runs in the second of the five-match series at Bristol last night. Here is more in the sports roundup.
Put into bat first, the women in blue posted 181 for 4 in the stipulated 20 overs. For visitors, Amanjot Kaur scored unbeaten 63 runs and 40 balls and was declared player of the match. In men's cricket, the second test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy series between India and England will begin at Edgbaston in Birmingham today. The match will start at 3:30 PM IST. In tennis, world number 1 Jannik Sinner defeated fellow Italian Luca Nardi in straight sets in the first round of the men's singles at Wimbledon. 24 Grand Slam champion Novak Djokovic began his bid for an 8th Wimbledon title with a 4-set win in the first round clash against Frenchman Alexandre Moulin. India will open its campaign today in the men's double first round events. Manik Sharma, News Desk.
The India Meteorological Department IMD has issued orange alert for rain in north and central India, including Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and parts of Gujarat, Rajasthan and Maharashtra. Heavy to very heavy rainfall conditions will also prevail at isolated places in Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra today. The recent heavy rainfall, landslides and cloudburst incidents have caused significant loss of life and property in Himachal Pradesh. The Indian benchmark indices opened higher this morning amid positive global cues. Sensex was trading 164 points down at 85,533, while the Nifty lost 64 points. And that is the end of this news bulletin.